It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. Welcome to the wonderful weather of May. I think a couple of times earlier this week, we may have thought we jumped from winter to summer. And then, of course, we have a morning like we had on Thursday morning where there is a widespread frost. So, yes, like I said, welcome to the weather of May. This sunshine, all these clear days, and, of course, with the warmer temperatures, have really brought out some things that are happening. And I'll talk about those in a couple minutes. I'm a little concerned in looking at the statistics. We have been a little bit warmer than normal so far for the month of May. But the concern is precipitation, except for the rainy time we had way back at the beginning of the month, where in some places an inch of rain fell. But except for that, we've been dry, and there's still quite a concern about fire. What happens in the spring is when the grass is under the snow and snow melts, and the grass is dead, it's easy to start fires. And so April is usually our fire season. Well, what stops that is not only the rain, but also the grass turning green. And it is turning green. It's turning green very quickly now. And that could put a stop on the chances for fires, but it's still out there. So precipitation, a little less than normal. Other things of note, we are approaching 15 hours of daylight. That will happen on the 15th of May. And, of course, we keep getting longer and longer as we head towards the summer solstice next month. Otherwise, the full moon is coming up. I hope you had a chance on all these clear nights to get out and see the waxing gibbous moon that we've had in the last couple of nights. Waxing gibbous is a phase before we get to the full moon, and it can be quite bright. I sometimes think that is maybe the one that's best time for us to look at the moon is when it's in this waxing gibbous phase. The longer days, the warmer temperatures have brought on migration. There's been a lot of migration around happening this spring. The last couple of months, it's just been amazing. Of course, there were the raptors, the eagles, and the hawks. The most recent numerous hawk coming across and being counted has been the broadwing hawks. And several days there have been over 1,000 of those. Among the water birds, the ducks have pretty well moved on, but there's still some that will stay here to nest, the same way with the mergansers. I have been watching a pair of Canada geese that are nesting in a swamp near my house, and the male is out there guarding, and the female is hidden with her eggs. They will soon be hatching, and then we'll see these babies out there. There's plenty of shorebird migration among the water birds, and of course, the pelicans are still around. The pelicans that stop off at St. Louis River near Chambers Grove are resting. They're not going to nest there, though pelicans do nest in big colonies. They're not going to nest there. Lake of the Woods has a big colony of pelicans, and maybe that's where these are headed. Probably the biggest migrants that happen in May are the songbirds, and there's a huge variety of them. There could be thrushes. There could be the brown thrasher, catbird, rosebreast grosbeak, Baltimore oriole, scarlet tanager. Red-winged blackbirds have been around for a while, but the females are now showing up. Various flycatchers, various sparrows. I've been seeing them every day, about 10 kinds of them. Vireos, and of course, there is the warblers. Warblers are probably the most numerous and the most varied of any of these. 26 species of warblers can be seen in our area every spring for the person who does some searching. That is it really not that hard to do if you're just willing to go to certain places where they'll stop off at migration. A good example of that is Park Point. Excellent place to see warblers, are usually a little bit later in the month. Many have started to come through. I have seen 6 species of warblers so far, but the biggest amount is a little bit later in the month. And you get proper type of morning, which is usually a foggy morning. and go to Park Point. And what a lot of them do is they just kind of come along the lake and they get into Park Point area and they sit and wait out the fog. It is an excellent place to see a variety of warblers. Yeah, there's plenty of migration that is still going on. In the world of mammals, I've been watching almost every evening as the bats come out. Bats have been, there are different ways they survive winter. Some of them will migrate, but the ones that I've been watching, the big brown bats probably spent the winter with us in some type of a shelter. They come out almost exactly a half hour after sunset. So if you want to see some bats, you just note the time of sunset, which now is about 8:30, and then come out and take a look at half hour later, and then you might see them. Also, there are the small mammals, the babies starting to show up with the rabbits and the squirrels and so forth. Among the reptiles, this has been interesting. The turtles were very quick to show up, very quick to start climbing up on the logs and bask out in the sun. That looks like they're doing nothing when they're sitting there, but basking is very important for them. They are a cold-blooded animal, and they are living in water that is still quite chilly. So sitting up on a log and basking in the sun is a good way to help their body temperature. It also is a good way for them to control external parasites on their body. But it's also the mating time for these turtles. And then once the mating is done, usually in June, the female will come up and dig a hole on land to lay eggs. So I've been seeing turtles virtually every day. In the world of frogs, we've heard four kinds of frogs so far. They are the chorus frog, wood frog, spring peeper, and more recently, the leopard frog. I think any day now, especially with this warmer weather, we're going to start to hear the calls of the gray tree frog. They start out in the calling in the trees, but then when they breed, they go down to water somewhere. Among insects, I saw the comma butterfly. That's a type of angle-wing butterfly, an orange one. I saw several of those earlier this spring, and this week I finally saw a morning cloak, which is another example of an angle-wing. There is a little tiny butterfly that starts to show up this every year at about this time. The wings colors from above are blue and from below are white. It is known as a spring azure because of that blue. However, when we see them flitting around in our yard and they land, they often will close their wings, and we might see it as being white. But be on the lookout for that. I thought, sure, I'd be seeing them by now, but I haven't seen them yet. Dragonflies, however, I have been seeing. The green darter dragonflies have been around in pretty good numbers. And, of course, there's the, and you get into May, and we talk insects, you have to talk about mosquitoes. The mosquito emergence, big numbers, have not yet happened, but it will. Usually about the 20th, the third weekend of May, that's when the big emergence takes place. Not yet happening, but be on the lookout for it. A big discovery I made this week was in the world of spiders. I usually think of spiders as making their webs in the summer and perhaps even in late summer. But wow, did I find a lot of spider webs this week. So yes, they are out there as well. And the threads will show up in the sunlight. If we're walking and you see a little line, a little movement in the trees, little line, it usually looks like a thread. That is the spiders, and they are making webs now. But probably the big news in Mother Nature is with the plants. The trees really have taken off with some leafing. We started off with a couple of small ones, elderberry. Elderberry leaves are pretty much all open, matured completely. And then there's things like raspberry, and there's things like honeysuckle. In addition to that, there are other small shrubs that will open their leaves early. Other small trees, crabapple, hazel, alder, are all opening their leaves. It is usually the smaller ones that open the leaves first. However, there is one tall type of tree that is also opening its leaves, and that is the quaking aspen. I've been watching the growth of quaking aspen every day, and it's amazing how much they'll change from green each day. And what happens, of course, is all the new leaves that are coming out, and that's going on right now. Now on the ground below that in the forest, there is a huge growth now of the spring wildflowers. I recommend anybody get out into some park. I find a lot of good looking out at Jay Cook State Park, but there's many places besides that. just go out and take a walk and look at these wildflowers. I have seen so far about a dozen kind in bloom. That is only about half the number of kinds that can be blooming on a really good day. These plants that grow on the forest floor are not going to last long. They can't last long because they need the sunlight, and the sunlight penetrates through the forest. There is no leaves on most of the trees above, and so they get the sunlight they need. However, soon, those trees are going to have leaves, and so they will fade in the shade. So I suggest getting out as soon as you can. Also, among the wildflowers, you might see a little curly little thing sticking up out of the ground. That is the new fern growth that's known as a fiddlehead. And they are coming out there in the woods, too. I usually start with the first one being the interrupted fern, but there are several other species as well. So soon, we are going to start to see trees with flowers that we usually call blossoms. It starts out, once again, with some small ones. Wild plum, Juneberry, and pin cherry all have white flowers. They're all small trees, and they're all common along roadsides. So don't be surprised to be driving around in the next 10 days or so and seeing these white blossoms along the side of the road. So, yes, welcome to May. A million things happened in this magical month of May. So take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.